Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing. Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place of you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through.
Of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Blog Talk Radio. Today is July 31st, 2021. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is the Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, and we have a spirit-filled blessing on today. Shout out to our host, Dr. Maria Carey, who gave an outstanding lesson on last week, and we have a spirit-filled lesson, and we're going to get into it. Amazing Grace School of Ministry are conducting Old Testament survey classes. We have completed part one. The new session started on July 29, 2021. Please email Dr. Carey at AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. That's capital AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com to register for Old Testament survey classes. And for more information, you can contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And to those that have sent in a donation, we thank you for undergirding this ministry. Thank you to those that have sent in your donations. They are much appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309 750-7584, or you can email capital AmazingGracemininstries at gmail.com. That's capital A. Amazing is AmazeN. We are on the air also 9 o'clock on Saturday mornings. We have an exciting lesson, and you can click on http://tobtara.com/s/119-79363. Today we have a word that will captivate your mind and break the yoke of bondage. Listen carefully, take notes, and study so that this word will be hid in your hearts. The lesson for last Saturday of the month of July is My Strong Tower. It's interpreted, God is my rock, God is my refuge, and my fortress. Proverbs 18 and 10, the King James Version says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. 46 Psalm says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy places of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved to utter his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he made in the earth. He maketh war to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. That's the entire 46 Psalms. In this day and age, it's hard to find a place of safety. In the news, we've told of crimes that are committed daily against our family and friends. People are getting killed in their homes, just walking or even driving down the street. Young people are not even safe in the schools. Just this year alone, we have had so many of our children that have been shot or killed. Then we have so many are victims of abuse and violent crimes. Time is also moving faster. We are already 7 months into the year 2021. And this is the month of July, the 31st day of the month, and it's almost over. And before you know it, tomorrow, the Lord say the same, it will be over. We will be into August, the 8th month of the year. We have been in the midst of the pandemic since 2019, and now a new Delta virus. People are not getting vaccinated. They are fearful, which means that COVID virus can mutate into a stronger virus. In addition, we are living in a time where we don't know if we will even have health care benefits. Howbeit, God is still in control. Interesting that in Psalm 46, the word refuge is used three times. In the first verse, it said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The seventh verse says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. The 11th verse said, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. What an assurance. What is refuge? Refuge is a place or state of safety. In a building, an area of refuge is a location that may be used by occupants in the event of a fire. It's a place intended to shelter cultural property. In ecology, a refuge is a situation in which members of an exploited population have some form of protection from their exploiters or their predators. Chicago is a refuge city, sanctuary for fugitives. We can think of a refuge as a place of safety where you find God's mercy. It's an internal experience of God that regardless of the circumstances, God provides continual rest for the soul. It's a relationship that you have with God that will determine, that will determine the caliber of your fortress. Let's talk about the fortress of the Lord. 2 Samuel 2:22 says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my deliverer. Psalms 144:2 says, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. My refuge and fortress is God's shelter. Think of it, if you will, as a building. But what is a fortress? The fortress is a fortified place, especially a large, permanent military stronghold that often includes a town. Think about the castle, if you will, of an old England that built with four tall walls that connect, a drawbridge that allows you to cross over the moat to gain access into the fortress. Think about having everything in this fortress to keep you safe. The lookout towers or the towers of strength, the storehouse or provision, and the keep of the shelter or underground shelter. In Philippians 4:19, it states that he will meet all our needs through Jesus Christ. Storms have a way of driving us into shelter, though it isn't just physical storms that cause us to flee. Circumstantial storms can also cause us to seek a place to hide. What is a shelter? When we talk about shelter in the physical sense, as in seeking shelter from hail or lightning, or driving in rain, we mean protection from the element. I could run into my house and it would keep me protected from the storm. But there's another storm that is of our living, that is not of our living environment. Psalms 91 tells us, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust, because there is shelter for our souls. When the castle come under attack or siege, castle dwellers flee into the keep for defense, safety, and hiding. The keep, almost made of mighty stone, was like a mini fortress within a castle, a fortress, a strong refuge. A keep is a strong central tower that is used as a dungeon or a fortress. Often, the keep is the most defended area of the castle, and as much may form the main habitation area or contain important stores such as the armory, food, and the main water well, which would ensure survival during a siege. The keep in the castle was only as reliable as its foundation. The Bible repeatedly refers to God as a rock. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Psalms 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalm 62:7 says, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Our shelter is the cleft in him. His name is a strong tower where the righteous run and are safe. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. We find protection for our faith and shelter from storms in the rock solid nature of God. God's attributes, what God reveals to be true about himself. 1, God is love. He wants to provide shelter. God's love for us is abounding. Psalms 48:9, Psalms 86:15. One who lavishes his love on his sons, daughters, 1 John 3:1. One whose love endures forever. Psalms 136. He loved us so that he gave his only begotten son for our sins. John 3:16.
We can be confident that God wants to provide refuge for us because he loves us. 1 John 4:8. 2, God is strong. He is able to provide shelter. God has made the heaven and the earth by his great power and outstretched arms. Nothing is too hard for you. Jeremiah 32:17. God himself has said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Genesis 18:14. God is the Lord Almighty. Psalms 24:10. Psalms 89:8. He has power to save. Zephaniah 3:17. He is a strong fortress to which we can flee. Psalms 31:2. He's our daddy. Romans 8:15. Number 3, God is faithful. He will provide shelter. God keeps his promises and does what he says. Hebrews 6:18 assures us that it is impossible for God to lie. God is 100% faithful. He keeps his word, and we can trust him to provide shelter. 4, God is good. His shelter is good. The Psalms are filled with statements recounting God's goodness. It means God is kind-hearted, he's gracious, he's good-natured, and benevolent in intention. 5, God is sovereign. Yes, he is. We find shelter in his control. God reigns no matter what moves or what happens. He is yet in control. Like fine music, orchestrating all events and details of our lives to accomplish his good purpose in us. So if we will, we will have a hiding place. Psalm 17:8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Psalms 27:5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Psalms 31:20, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Psalms 32:7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. Psalm 64:2, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Psalms 19:14. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Psalms 143:9. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Isaiah 32:2. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In conclusion, confidence in God. This Psalms 46 encourages hoping and trusting in God, in his power and providence, and his gracious presence with his church in the worst of times. We may apply to spiritual enemies and the encouragements we have that though through Christ, we shall be conquerors over them. He is a help, a present help, a help found, one whom we have found to be so, a help at hand, one that is always near. We cannot desire a better, nor shall we ever find the like in any creature. Let those be troubled at troublings of the waters who build their confidence on the floating foundation. But let not those be alarmed who are led to the rock and there find firm footing. Here is joy to the church, even in sorrowful times. The river alludes to graces and consolations of the Holy Spirit, which flows through every part of the church and through God's sacred ordinance, gladdening the heart of every believer. It is promised that the church shall not be moved. If God be in our hearts, by his words dwelling richly in us, we shall be established. We shall be helped. Let us trust and not be afraid. Let us pray. Most gracious Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, God, before we ask you for anything, we are taking time out now, God, to thank you for everything. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you are doing and for what you are going to do. We thank you because you first loved us, and we love you, Lord. We thank you because you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the Everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are our all in all. Lord, you are good, and your mercies endureth forever. We honor you. We adore you because you are majestic. God, thank you. Thank you for being our strong tower, our rock, our refuge, our fortress. God, hide us when we need to be hidden. Thank you for watching over us. We can't thank you enough. Even if we had 10,000 tongues, God, that wouldn't be enough to give you the honor and all the praises that are due to you, for you are holy and there is none like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Dr. Carrie and this lesson, God. Look on her and her family and continue to do for them that which only you can do. Look on the listeners, God, one by one, name by name, and work it out for each and every one of them. You know exactly what each and every individual needs. That unspoken request, God, fill it, Lord, according to your will. Then, God, we just ask you for special prayer for the sick and shut in, the bereaved families, God, and those that can't seem to get it together. Fix it, God. Show them what is required to make it through. God, you are able to see us through every situation. Now, God, look on our leaders, our pastors. Look on my pastor, the superintendent, Dr. Byron Gibbs, God, and Lady Dorothy Gibbs. Look on our district missionary, Mother Land, God. Keep them, God. Keep them in the center of your will. Touch them, God, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. Tune in next week when your host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the CEO, will be returning. Same time. And remember, if something was said that encouraged your heart, let Dr. Carey know by texting or email. You can text her at 309-750-7584 or drop her an email at capital AMAZENGRACEMINISTRIES@gmail.com. She will love to hear from you. Wear your mask, wash your hands often, and don't forget to social distance yourselves. Until next time, enjoy the remainder of your day and be blessed.